Hello, Panther fans.
Howdy.
Howdy. Excuse me. Hello, Panther basketball fans. How about that?
Yeah. It don't matter. I mean, Panther fans are Panther fans no matter what.
That's right. Hey, it's a big week for Panther fans.
Mm-hmm. We've been busy this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think every night we were watching a game.
Yeah.
Almost every single night we were watching a basketball game.
Which, man, I'll tell you what, you guys, before we get started, I wish you guys could be privy to some of mine and Doug and JR and Billy Paul Rose group text messages.
No, you don't.
In a way, I do. Yeah, and in a way, I don't.
But, some of them are hilarious.
Yeah, some of them are funny, and some of them are downright criminal.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hold on. This is the Hail Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. My name is JR Robinson, the host, Pikeville High School, class of 2010.
And an excellent moderator.
Oh, thank you. The guy over across the table from me, I switched spots, is the master of disaster.
the king of slang.
the king of chi, yeah, okay?
The Ayatollah of rock and roll.
The owner of the honeycomb hideout. The precipice porch moderator that just... I mean, I can't even think of any other good nickname.
The guy who just five minutes ago tried to asphyxiate me.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we almost died. I go by many names.
But yeah, we almost burned down the honeycomb hideout.
And our Hall of Famer, Mr. Douglas Powers, Pikeville High School, class of 1997. And then over to the right of me is my idiot brother, Heath Robinson, Pikeville High School, class of 1995.
Still bummed out I don't have any nicknames.
Okay, well, you'll get over it.
You guys out there in podcast land, come up with a nickname for me.
How about stupid?
To the nickname committee that we have here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to address up real quick before we get to shout-outs. Last week was not the best time of my life. I was going through some stuff.
As we all do.
I've had a lot going on the past couple weeks.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, JR's pregnant.
Yeah. So, I've had a lot.
He's going to be a soccer player.
I can feel him kicking you. But, I have been, the last couple weeks, it's not been my finest hour. I've had some stuff going on, like anxiety attacks. And they've not been pretty. And I've been scared out of my mind. I'll be completely honest with you. And my anxiety attacks have been almost never ending.
It's cool that you talk about that stuff because I think,
there's a lot of people out there that deal with it.
We grew up in a time where it was almost like depression and anxiety almost looked like a weakness 30 years ago, okay? A lot of things were drug abuse. A lot of things were taboo, you know, especially as males. Man, that's not healthy. It is not healthy. And there's a lot of people that are dealing with that.
It runs in our family, too. Yeah. You know, I was explaining to JR last week before we went on air, and I got to give you props, brother, because you were a daggone trooper, man.
Yeah,
you got right on there, didn't act like anything was going on. You know, I mean, you had to go off later, but, I mean, you did what you were supposed to do to start the show. So I got to give you props. Yeah, but
it's good stuff.
So,
you know, you can play hurt, that. Man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
it. It's something that goes through all of our family. I started having mine about 10 years ago. And the first one I had, I was completely convinced I was having a heart attack and dying.
Yeah. People go to the ER all the time with anxiety issues thinking they're having a heart attack or a stroke.
Yeah. I've been taking medication for it ever since and I'm okay. But I was just trying to, me and Doug both and Allison was you know, the hero of the day there and came out here and was helping JR out and stuff. So, you know, for all you kids or adults or anybody who's listening to this out here, man, if y'all are having problems with that, go talk to somebody.
Yeah, man. Don't try and be a hero. Go to a doctor.
And you know, the one problem with mine is that I've been having some problems with my, you know, nasal and throat and stuff like that.
And a lot of time health issues can bring on anxiety.
Yeah. It just started bringing on a lot of anxiety. I'm still having problems with the nose and stuff like that today.
Yeah.
But I've got the panic attacks under control. I'm not freaking out. I'm not going crazy.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we've been praying for you. Thank the good Lord for that.
But thank you guys. Yeah. But I just want to let everybody know.
Hey, JR.
That. But
man, no.
Will you freak out if I do this?
But no, if don't do it, man. But no, listen. If you're going through stuff like that, and I'm going to say this real quick. It's not the shot, okay? It's not
yeah,
the shot.
110%. It's not.
So shut up with that.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, I appreciate everybody's concern, but, you know, my wife, my mother, God knows, they're awesome people, and I love them, you know, dearly, and they mean well, but you've got so many people out there trying to diagnose you.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you what it is, it's turf toe. You know,
no, you know, it's not. Funny, you know? It's funny because this is the world we live in. We had like 25% of America thinking you're going to get microchipped by taking the vaccine for COVID, right?
Right.
You had like 500,000 people storm the Capitol and didn't even turn their location devices off on their phone. So it's like, dudes, it is just a conspiracy theory fest out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
so
that healthcare hour was brought to you by Faith Pharmacy.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So, just wanted to throw that out there. That's why I wasn't here. If you have any problems, go talk to somebody. Go get you an appointment somewhere. You know,
go to Faith Pharmacy and talk to Christy and yeah, Tiffany and Cletus and Earl.
Well, it's
and
important
all
to
other
say
girls,
yeah, because a lot of times this stuff happens in high school. Like, some people develop symptoms 16, 17, 18, yeah, 19.
And
adults,
before we go any further, okay, I never mentioned this on the show when it was going on. And I'm really surprised Christy still talks to me. Well, I was surprised before that, but I'm really surprised now. Her son, Connor Ratliff, went down to FBU.
Yeah.
Down at that, it's a football all-star game. You know, people all over the country were coming to compete and everything down in Orlando. And they had a combine down there for all the sixth grade kids. He got MVP of the sixth grade combine.
That's impressive. And that's school
phenomenal,
it was that academy in Florida.
Yeah.
That's like ranked number one for
the IMG
team.
Academy.
Yeah, IMG
yeah,
Academy. I mean, it's huge, really.
That's pretty much a football vocational school.
Oh, yeah. It's like a prep school.
And you know what's sad? I would have even flunked out of that school. So
yeah.
So right before we started the show, it'll just the
But
so
congratulations
you know,
to Connor, yeah, man. Definitely well deserved. Keep working, man. We're all proud
oh,
of you.
Yeah.
And as the Emperor says in Star Wars, we will watch your career yeah, with great
all
interest.
Right. Hold on. Also, I want to say this before Doug gets into his story. Doug, go on with your story. I forgot what I was
saying. It's the fumes. That's my story. So we sit out in this honeycomb hideout. It's quote my garage, right? And it gets cold, man. It was like 28 degrees. I thought I was gonna have to resuscitate Heath one day.
We about got hypothermia.
It was bad. So Allison bought us this big industrial. It's 8 foot tall. It looks like a jet engine turned up on its.
Yeah, like, yeah, a lot of you guys huge, know what. Yeah,
and we lit this sucker up, and yeah, it
worked.
It worked. But smoke started rolling out of the garage. And I'm like, oh, I got to turn that off. And Heath and JR are sitting here just in thick fumes. I could barely see you. So if you start hearing people cough, that's probably what it was.
That's probably what it
no,
is.
No, man, that's not what it is at all, man.
All right.
Everything's purple, man.
So let's move on. It is now time for shout outs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to that. Bub?
Well, let's see. Well, my shout-out, I already give one to Allison because Allison's, you know, she's the greatest podcast mom ever.
Yeah,
I call her Mrs. Powers because she lets little Dougie come out and play with us every Sunday. And she's very good.
It's cool. She got me house trained, so she got a new dog.
Hey, you remember, like, Bill and Ted? I've always wanted to say, hi, Missy. I mean, Mom. Hey, Bill, do you realize when she was a senior, we were freshmen? Shut up, Ted. But, you know, I got to give a shout out to Allison. She's the unsung hero of the Hell podcast.
Absolutely.
Also, got to give it up to the Expo Center again
yeah,
for another huge, great All-A tournament. You know, our student section in the championship game, or maybe the Eastridge game, the semifinal game, got a little bit too close for comfort there, so they stopped the game until they moved them all, you know, apart. So
and I saw them announce that on Twitter, and I made sure to follow that up, man. Like, it, safety first, guys. Right. There's no reason to get bunched up. And in the championship, I think they actually did spread out a little better.
Yeah, they did.
And they cleaned every seat in that stadium.
I know, man.
In between games in like 15 minutes.
They do a phenomenal job. And so we just can't brag on them enough. You know, so that's my shout out 2 weeks in a row as the Expo Center.
Doug?
Get ACDC in here, Dan.
Yeah, working on it. So, yeah, that I was going to give a shout out to just the All-A crew in the regions. And you know, it's looking like that, you know, when we first started football season, we worried about COVID and really giving it to other kids and things like that. But man, basketball, we're not seeing that either. And it's indoors. You know, we're taking a lot more precautions. But also, I'm pumped because I went and watched a practice the other day at the high school. Up in the stands, right. I'm staying away from players, coaches, and stuff.
Yeah, we let Doug do that. In a normal year, we'd go down there with you. But, yeah, you know, yeah. We just but, kind of to keep it.
We're trying to do it as safe as possible. But no kidding, they are going above and beyond. Coaches have masks on. I even saw players practicing with masks on.
Yeah,
I mean, they're taking it seriously.
Well, one of the girls' games, I saw a couple of the girls playing with masks.
Yeah, so my shout out. I'm just gonna say. My shout out is to the staff and players all over Kentucky right now. They're doing their part.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get to play an all-A state tournament because of that.
Yep. And the good news is I'm starting to kind of see a few governors here and there starting to kind of ease up and lighten up on stuff, you know, so maybe there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. Don't get your hopes up, but just keep doing what you're doing.
And people are getting vaccinated.
Keep praying. And you know, the vaccine is becoming more and more available. So, hopefully we won't have to put up with this too much.
I was vaccinated 3 weeks ago, and honestly, the day after, I felt a little bit draggy. Fine. I'm 100% and glad I did it. So, guys, get it done.
Was it three weeks ago?
Mine was, because where I go in hospitals and doctor's offices, they lumped us in with healthcare workers in Pike County.
Yeah.
Which, God bless them, because, you know, as pharmaceutical reps, you could be a Typhoid Mary. Going from office to office.
Right.
To office
so your second office. Shot's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, it, guys, it's, you got to do this for your community.
Really. Yeah.
So, anyway, to the ball games.
Yes. No, hold on. I got to do my shout outs. Shout out to Dustin Boyd for our amazing theme music and for our amazing logos.
Love you, Dustin.
He does a great job with everything he does. And, I don't think he's making beats right now, but if he does, I will let you know. You can message him. It's Dustin Boyd on Facebook. Also, shout out to Blake Branham. Their podcast, I don't even know if they're going to do it anymore, the Blake and Jessa podcast, a.k.a.
Shut up, Blake.
don't know what they're doing with that. Have no idea, but if we hear anything, we will let you know. And also shout out to PMC and all those people over there that's been helping me. Not only am I employed there, but with my recent medical issues, they're trying to do all they can to try to fix me up and get me better. I'm not having a panic attack. I'm not having a panic attack.
No way.
He's not having a panic attack.
I'm not freaking out. So
you're right, though, JR.
I'm getting better.
We're very fortunate. In Pikeville and Eastern Kentucky to have a hospital like that. That's no joke. We've got specialists that other communities would kill for.
I mean,
we are so fortunate. Guys, take advantage of it. I've been in my job, I've been in most of the different disease states and, you know, cardiology and pulmonology, a lot of different places. We've got the best. I'm telling you.
So shout out to Dr. LaPrant, who helped me out a lot over the weekend. Shout out to Dr. Hoskins.
His wife's a PHS alum, man.
Yes. Philip LaPrant.
She used to be Tabitha Beach.
Tabitha Beach, yeah.
And Dr. Hoskins.
I can't remember. What year did she graduate, though?
She was a freshman. Shout out. Senior. Oh, and she was an awesome tennis player.
Yeah, I thought she was like in junior high when I graduated.
Yeah.
And also shout out to Dr. Hoskins, even though he's a Bengals fan. Thank you so much, Doctor. You really helped me out, and I'll hopefully I don't have to see you no time soon. And This part of the Hail Podcast is now presented by Bruce Walters Ford and Faith Pharmacy. Do you need a golf cart or a car or a truck or a surfboard?
Yeah. Or a Kia.
Or hey, a Kia.
By the way, I wanted to say this. Congratulations, Big Mike. He was the number one salesman at Walters Auto Group.
Yeah.
That's a very hard thing to do. They got a lot of salesmen. I just saw it on, you know, social media. That's, you know, he's one of the best.
And, shout out Big Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I also shout out Big Mike, but I got to say this. If you really want a good salesman, go see my boy Justin Mullins, former Pikeville High School alum.
Yeah, yeah.
At Walters Nissan. That boy will help you out in any way that you, you can't
miss him. You can't miss him. He's the big, tall, goofy, curly-headed fella.
Yeah.
Like I said, go in there and tell him Hail Podcast told me to go and buy a car from the big, goofy, curly-headed fella. They know who you're talking
about. Hey, and he will not steer you wrong, and he will get you any kind of deal that you want.
Also, they got the new Telluride's in. Awesome-looking cars, man.
Yeah, the Kia Telluride's.
They look good.
Yeah, man, they're pretty cool looking cars. So, also, man, I was watching the All-A tournament and Bruce had a commercial on there. If you buy a Kia from Bruce Walters, you get free oil changes for life.
Yeah, that's man. A sweet deal.
For life, for life.
Think about that.
The last time I went to get my oil changed in my old,
car. I think it's for the life of the car, not your life.
Yeah,
Of course, but yeah. That's a sweet deal.
You buy one off Bruce Walters, you get free oil changes for life. Who? I mean, that's $40 or $50 every 3 months.
Yeah. 2,000 miles, yeah.
Yeah, 3,000 miles that you're saving. I mean, that's a great deal, man.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. So thank you to our amazing sponsors. But, guys.
Let's get to the games.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, James.
So, all right. So, the girls, we'll start with them.
Yes.
The girls plays Jenkins. I think it was, what, Saturday? Or, no, it was Monday, wasn't it?
After the
Yale. Okay, yeah. Easy
after
victory.
The girls Yale,
it was a 79-30 victory.
79-40 or
79-40 victory over Jenkins.
And in the future, we're going to have stats.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out
there. Yeah. Coach Orr has stats.
Listen, though, it's important. They, you know, we were on top of this, but, you know, guys, right now, these teams and coaches, they are in 110% full speed ahead with the All-A, and it's a weird year because it's like your second and third game is in the All-A tournament.
I think it's kind of funny when we don't have stats. We're like, Trinity Rowe, she scored.
It looked like they did pretty good. You know?
Trinity Rowe scored a basket.
In the future, we're going to have stats, but listen, I'll tell you this much, and I'm proud of my two guys here, especially Heath, because he's not a huge basketball fan, but he knows what he's talking about. And we watched every one of those games, and we're talking during it. So, I mean – you know, we put the work in.
Okay. So, game number two was the revenge game for Pikeville.
Yes.
Pikeville girls go to Shelby Valley. I think it was, what day, Wednesday?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. They go to Shelby Valley on Wednesday.
In a district matchup.
In a district matchup.
After losing to them
after
in the
losing
finals
to Shelby Valley.
Yeah.
And they go over there. And it didn't look good at first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were down
at
a little
certain
bit.
Certain points, yeah, they were trailing by double digits.
Valley had the –
Valley was up 4 or 6 or something like that at halftime.
And then all of a sudden, you just seen a run.
Yeah.
And it started with Kylie Grace Hall, man.
Yeah.
Big shout out to her. That girl right there got underneath the goal in the land of the Giants. Because I'm sorry, girls. I don't mean to call you a giant or anything. That might be wrong. I'm going to get killed. But, no, they're big. They're tall girls.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
We all know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's good.
We've been so PC. This is not a PC show.
Nobody's going to yell at you. It's good.
It was a joke, okay? Can I not joke?
Just don't make fun of the Asians or anything.
Okay,
we'll
but
fine.
Anyway, the tall girls.
Oh, God.
The tall girls were pushing us around, and we finally just got a little aggressive and said, you know.
I'm glad you saw that, because what I saw was the exact same thing. When Pikeville started getting physical, they were such a better, more efficient team. Just they weren't on their heels. They were being proactive instead of just kind of reacting and not really being physical. You know, I saw it in the backcourt too. That's the strange part, is most of the time when you see physical play, you see it from the front court, your forwards and centers, right?
Yeah.
But this game, it was like at halftime, it was a whole dynamic shift. Like the guards were being more physical and blocking out and really getting up in them on defense.
It was a lot more of a physical
game.
It
was. And from what I see, it's one of our strengths.
And you could tell, man, it kind of took Valley by surprise.
It did.
They weren't expecting.
Valley was not ready for that.
No. And it looked, you know,
now they're going to be ready for it next
game.
They
are. Welcome to the 59th district.
Yeah, you just have to keep ratcheting up your
intensity. When you play, look, especially when you have a top, when you got two teams in the 59th district that are 1-2,
yeah,
and boys and girls, like Pikeville, Shelby Valley, right? Kind of the two best teams, or three, whatever. You're going to play each other 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes more, sometimes 5 or 6, yeah, if they're in the PIT or something. And, man, you get to know each other real well. And I'll tell you what, your star players tend to not play well. Not that they don't play, but they don't score a lot of points,
right,
because you know each other. It's like you're scrimmaging all the time.
Well,
so I'll tell you what, though, I liked the response. What it showed me was our girls lost in all A finals, and they responded.
Yeah.
In kind.
Yeah.
You know?
So what I saw is Trinity Rowe and Kylie Grace Hall and
the Whited
Kenzie
girl
is it
did very well too.
Kenzie Maynard.
Kenzie Maynard.
Yeah.
They grew up before your very eyes.
You could see that.
Okay. When I saw Kenzie Maynard, and I'm gonna call it like I see him, the big girls were kind of getting the upper hand from Shelby Valley on her for a little bit. And then she started to get a little rough and tough in there. She started to get, you know, to start to fight for those rebounds and fight for those
loose balls. Well, there also were coaching adjustments too.
Yeah.
So shout out to Christy Orham. You could tell we tweaked some things at halftime.
Yeah.
And you could tell. And it did. It freed her up to do what she does best.
Yes.
And it spaced out the middle a little bit. And, yeah, man, it was an impressive second half of that game.
Well, listen, the Battle of the Rows,
yeah,
you're going to hear that a lot this season, just like last season, and it's going to keep happening until Cassidy Rowe and Trinity Rowe graduate. Well, Cassidy Rowe graduates this year. You got 4 more years of Trinity.
Yeah.
Cassidy's not a senior this year.
She's either a junior or senior one.
I think she's a junior.
She's one or the two.
I'm pretty sure she's a junior.
Yeah, we can find that
out. I could be wrong. Yeah. But anyway, I tell you what, and Billy Paul and I were discussing it, and Doug the other night. Here's what I like about – I like girls' basketball better than I like boys' basketball.
It's been to very be honest, fun to watch.
This team is very, very fun to watch. Mm-hmm. The reason why, man, they all clamp you down on defense. They all can defend. They all, you know, you got Riley Tice out there mopping up the floor, running after loose balls. You know, you got Kristen Whited, who, you know, when she gets hot, can shoot the lights out.
She's been playing very well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Emma Rattler's all over the place. You know, it's not what I really like about this girls' basketball team, to me, is that
Cassie Rose Jr. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Don't ever argue with me again.
Shut up.
But anyway, what I really like about it is that you've got other people who can score the basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So that makes you a lot more dangerous when you've got people that don't, you know, quote-unquote, want to get theirs. Yeah.
Well, you can key on people, but it's not – it's.
Are you listening to UK men's basketball?
Yeah, you can't key – it's harder to key on people when other people are capable of scoring.
Right. You know, Riley could – or not Riley, but Trinity Rowe could go in there and could go anywhere and probably score 30 points a game. But she doesn't have to. The team is better with her distributing the ball and having the offense go through
her. She's a better quarterback on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she's going to be one of those players that, if she wanted to, she could go out and score a bunch of points. But that's not really her role.
Right.
And, you know, that's something I love about that team is they know their roles.
Yeah.
And she's a better, you know, she's one of those people you want to have 16 to 20 points, 7 to 10 assists, 6 to 8 rebounds, like
a couple steals,
a dynamic player, and really it comes down to defense too.
Right.
That's where they excel because they don't back down, they're physical, they will hit the boards, they hit foul shots too. That's big, and we're
75% from the line. Yeah.
It really hurt the boys all a bunch of teams in the boys all A classic.
Whited.
Yeah.
Yes, Whited is a string net shooter. She is wet. Okay. She is absolutely, it's a kid's thing. Listen. Okay. God. You know, when she gets going, she's money.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she is awesome.
She,
and so is Kylie Hall, not Kylie Grace Hall. Kylie Hall shooting
Faith
the three.
Faith Hall, I think, is her middle name. We're going to have to – one of them is Kylie Hall. One of them is just Kylie Hall, and the other one is Lathan's sister.
Yes.
Yeah. But
she plays for Shelby Valley, though, right?
Who?
Lathan's sister.
No, she plays for us.
See, I'm getting them confused because –
There's two Kylie Halls.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. So
we're gonna figure that one out.
So you got two Kylie Halls.
The parents of the two Kylie Halls, I think I speak for all media in this area, we're going to have to figure out some way to differentiate between these two. Okay. Because I hear WPRG struggling with it. I heard
you're going to have to say Kylie Shelby Valley Hall and Kylie Papa Hall. Or I mean, I don't know how else
they don't play. Well, she doesn't play for Shelby Valley.
Well, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they get them mixed up all the time.
You got two Kylie Halls on the same team.
Yes.
One of them is down low. One of them is a 3-point shooter, and she can shoot. Yeah.
I saw an article about Kylie Hall from Shelby Valley.
No.
The other day.
There are two Kylie Halls.
There must be three.
Then there must be three. Good Lord Almighty. How many Kylie Halls?
I'm so confused right now.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
All right. So, anyway.
Who's on first?
But our last game. All right. So, after the huge district win over Shelby Valley, which sets us right now in first place in the district. Yeah,
that's,
Valley's
that's
going
to. Towards your seating, man.
It is. But, JR, and here's why. Here's why. And it's important to note. We won by, was it 7 or 9?
Seven. It was 47 to 40.
So basically, they have to come to Pikeville and play, and they got to win. Okay.
Yeah.
But they got to win by more than 7. Okay. So it's nice that we extended that lead a little bit because most of these games, district games, come down to a last second shot.
So the All A doesn't count at all.
No,
the
All A does not count towards district at all.
It does not count.
There are some,
I didn't think it did, but I want to know.
There are some that say, and I can tell you this from the boys' standpoint. You know, the 2 years I coached at Pikeville, we did not, you know, the All-A was more of a, of course you want to win it, of course, but it's more of a measuring stick.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the Belfry game of football.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You want to win it. You want to go win the All-A state. But
yeah, there's really no postseason ramifications.
Exactly.
To it. It's just,
and there's some people that would argue that that district win at Shelby Valley was bigger than the All-A the regional championship.
Well, yeah, if you have a choice of which one you want to win, which one do you want to win? You know, yeah, it's cool. You get T-shirts, you get to go to Richmond, you get to cut the nets down and all that stuff.
But I can tell you from experience, there is nothing like standing in the middle of Rupp Arena, even in warm-ups, man.
Yeah.
And you look up and you're like, wow. I mean, so I like that district win. I'll take that.
Listen, both of these teams right now have one loss, and that's to each other. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. It's going to be between Pikeville and Shelby Valley.
It's going to be a seesaw battle
With Belfry,
Johnson
maybe.
Johnson
Central may be thrown in there.
Got to look at them.
But right now, it looks like a two-horse race.
And those are the teams we've seen highlighted.
Yeah.
So, but I can't wait to see Belfry and Johnson Central play. Those two I want to see play.
Yeah.
Before I throw out an opinion on it. But I'll tell you, Pikeville and Shelby Valley look awfully good right now in girls.
And then last night, the girls played Betsy Lane at Betsy Lane. And it was kind of like maybe a trap game after coming off a huge win at Valley.
Betsy Lane's got some talent.
And Betsy Lane came in there, and they were really confident that they could play with Pikeville. And they did for a little bit.
They did. They came out ready to play. And shout out to Bobcat Sports Live.
Yeah, man. Those guys do a good job. They really do.
Awesome job.
Yeah, their streaming service was really well done, and we always complain about it.
Yeah.
Is the score you can't get a good read on scores and stuff. They kept the scoreboard in the bottom right hand corner. You can throw it up on the big screen if you got a smart TV. It's really cool.
Yeah.
They do a great job, but yeah, you're right. Betsy Lane came out ready to play.
They did, and they played with us for a long time.
For that first half, they did, but again, coaching adjustments. And this team having a gut check.
We clamped down on them in the second half.
But I laughed.
It turned out to be what we won by 25, more than 25, didn't we?
I'm sorry.
23.
I'm not trying to make
fun. And it was one of those games where you just look up and you're like, wait a minute, we're up by 20.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Betsy Lane.
It was a snap.
The Betsy Lane commentator was sitting there, and it was a close game throughout. And then he looks up and he goes, boys. They just ran away with it, didn't they? It's like, oh, God.
That's what this team does to you, man. They just clamp down on you defensively to where you just can't breathe.
Well, Heath, what it is, and you're right, it is defense. But what it is they score so many points off defense. So it's like you can be up two. You can get a steal, hit a three, you're at five. I mean, that can just Yeah. You know, and usually, as you saw, we won't get into it with the Kentucky Wildcats. That could be a whole other
thing. I'm not talking about that.
But in 2 or 3 minutes, you can have.
But, Doug, you don't want to take somebody's heart away, man.
Yeah. Well, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
But you can have a complete avalanche, like quicksand, in 2 to 3 minutes. And if you don't have a coach, call a timeout to really get it under control. You know, it can get long. It can get ugly.
Well, I just, like I said, I like the intensity from these girls, Christy Orme can in-game adjust, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, she really can.
She has proven thus far that she's a very excellent coach in-game.
Yeah.
Because you have some coaches that, you know, and it's a fine line. Because these coaches, and I know them, I know all of them here at Pikeville, and a lot of they love their game plan. And I promise you, they have a great game plan coming into the game. Now, 99% of the time, that game plan works. But when it doesn't, you have to have somebody that can adjust things at halftime or in the middle of a timeout, okay? And she's very good at that.
Orme is Brett the Hitman Hart, the excellence of
all
execution.
All right, guys. So an overview of this week. Domination. How about that? Three games for the girls, three victories, all of them by 7 or more
They're
points.
They're on a run, yeah.
The one of them, yes, Shelby Valley is always going
to
be a tough game.
But
we're never
going to
blow them out. Yeah. It's never going to be.
Dude, think about this. In the second half of that Shelby Valley game, we allowed something like 14 points.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good for football standards for a defense.
And you got to look. Cassidy Rowe scored 28 points in that All-A final, okay?
Yeah.
You get somebody dropping that many points and having assists like she does, that's hard to stop, okay? We clamp down. Our girls grew up a little bit in between those games.
Yeah.
And you could see it. And, boy, they kind of shut her down in that second game.
Yeah.
She's an excellent passer. I will absolutely give her that. And I think her team needs that because they do have talent down low.
Right.
But they did an excellent job. I think Trinity, the whole backcourt, did a great job on.
They kind of answered. They answered Wes Ellswick's intensity down low. A little bit better than they did in the All-A game.
Yeah.
And you saw their whole body language change. In the last 4 minutes of that game, I'm telling you guys, on watching it on TV, sometimes on TV you can see things that live you don't see.
Right.
And their whole body language changed. It was impressive.
Right.
And shout out to those girls, man.
Okay, I ain't got it in front of me. The girl who is Christian Builder's sister.
Leanne Jackson.
Yeah. Leanne Jackson. I'm going to tell you something about her.
Oh, keep an eye on that girl.
Okay.
She's just a freshman.
Yeah, she's just a freshman. Her and Riley Tice.
Trinity, and Emma Ratliff, I think, are that freshman.
And Emma Ratliff, too. She's also, sweet string music.
That is the greatest freshman class in Pikeville girls basketball.
You got to think about this, Heath. You got to think about the 2 or 3 years below them that are coming up.
Yeah.
They're going to be – it's going to be
Cat
awesome.
Walters. Yeah, I mean, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Leanne, I'm going to profile her, spotlight her real quick. Leanne Jackson, when she gets work down low on her post moves, will be one of the most dominant down low presences that you're going to see in girls basketball in a long time.
She's very good. If there's one knock right now, and it's where she's young, it's inconsistency.
Right.
And because you can see her play lights out, okay? Awesome. And the next game, a little off, But that's what it is as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, you're
going to
get that for every one of them.
Are
inconsistent. I mean, dude, even Trinity, as great as Trinity is right now, she's not as good as she's going to be.
Well, and I mean, it transcends just girls. It's every sport, boys and girls, and college. I mean, younger players are more inconsistent.
Right.
And it's just because they're learning.
And that's like Riley Tice. Riley, I brag her up on here a lot because I mean it, man. She's got to get a little bit more consistent on the offensive side of the floor.
Yeah.
She's very good on defense. You know, she's one of these scrappers. I love scrappy basketball players. You guys are going to figure that out about me. I love scrappy basketball players that dive for loose balls.
Well, and you can know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, that's something that stands out.
Right.
I think both our boys and girls do an excellent job.
But I love anybody in any sport that puts their whole heart and soul into it.
Yeah.
That you don't have to guess how much they love what they're doing.
Yeah. Hey, Bub, I'm going to stop you right there. You know what you love? You love someone who plays football on a basketball court.
He likes linemen to play basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. You know, but sue me.
Okay. So
no, man. I mean, you go back to Larry Bird. You go back to all those guys, man. You know, so many different players. Rodman was that way. You know, it's just people that give it all they got. You know.
Yeah, and I'll just go ahead and tell you, man. This girls' team is the deepest basketball team, I think, in the 15th region, girls or boys.
Yeah, and they're not as deep as they could be.
They are deep.
But yeah. I'm telling you who the deepest team is, the Pikeville boys team.
Oh, now
they go 8 to 9 deep. I'm really not kidding.
We'll get to them.
We are moving on. So, that matter of fact, congratulations to the girls this week. And this week.
Yeah, it's a heck of a week. Congratulations, Coach.
And I want to kind of do something, and I'm kind of throwing this out on a limb, okay? Our spotlight, our player of the week this week, we have to get shirts made, probably.
We got shirts made.
Yeah.
We got player of the week.
Yep, they're all like 3X, man.
Nah, we're good.
Okay. Our player of the week this week, and I think that I can speak for everybody, our first one will be, I'm going to give it to Kylie Grace Hall.
Absolutely.
Kylie Grace Hall was the reason.
You could throw Whited in there just because of her three-point shooting.
Yeah.
But you could give it to Trinity. Yeah.
But we were getting, you know, kind of mauled down low a little bit. I'm not saying, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so, dude, I mean, she emerged right at the right time, you know, in that Shelby Valley game and really – pretty much was the difference.
Yeah. Well, and Heath, you know, they say pressure breaks some people and it makes others break records.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times, and I see this with both our girls and boys teams, it's almost like, and our boys team, you know, I guess we're kind of getting into that, but, you know, it's almost like they got to be down 5 to really dig deep and get that intensity.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's just kind of how this whole class is, man. Yeah. They don't really respond until they get punched in the mouth.
So, for player of the week, I think we're going to discuss it later, but our highlight this week is going to be on Kylie Grace Hall, and then we'll have like a player of the month or something like that.
I mean, dude, you couldn't go wrong. I mean, there's 3 or 4 people you could
pick.
And every one of them would, you wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, getting to know a few of those high school girls basketball players, man, they root for each other.
Yeah.
It's one of the things I love about that team is if I talk to one of them, like just, you know, if I'm at practice watching the boys that they're warming up, they really root for each other. And they really, I'll tell you what, they want to win bad.
Well, you can tell it in just about any sport. You can tell the teams who like each other versus the teams who don't.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very obvious.
I'm a big believer in body language in any sport. And you can tell these girls are all out there rooting for each other. Yeah, they want to. There's some of them that are competing for starting spots, or some of them, you know, that and things like that. But at the same time, they're rooting for each other to do good. Yeah, so that's a good part of the culture that Coach Orm has instilled in our girls.
All right, guys. Now it's time for the males. It's time for the boys.
Big week.
Big week. After last week, the boys were playing. Got manhandled by North Laurel.
And let's hold on. It's not like they got beat by like Upper Feds Creek here. Yeah. That team is a top 3 team in the state.
I know. Well,
Doug,
I know.
And Doug just made all Feds Creek want to kill him.
I'm just saying, like, you guys, listen, because during the game, you guys are like, wow, listen, they got a top 40 player in the nation whose dad played at UK. All right.
He's got offers.
He's just a sophomore.
Yeah, he's just a sophomore.
But he's still a Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, he's Shepherd. I mean, he's great. That's what I mean. He's awesome. He's averaging like 38 points a game. He also has teammates who shoot like 40% from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
By the way, after they beat Pikeville, they beat Covington Catholic, who was the #1 ranked team in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, I know.
Well, #2 under Mail.
Yeah.
Some people had him there. So, I mean, look, that was a great experience for our guys. What do I want to play them first game? Probably not. But during a COVID year, we can't control that.
Coach
Justice probably, he really was scrambling to fill in those gaps and those games. It's a great game for our kids because you're going to see them later.
All right, Doug, before you freaked out on me, I was going to be.
I took that personally.
So after we got,
you know why we don't like dealing with quarterbacks and basketball players now, right?
Yeah.
You see this. Okay. Everybody's hearing this right now.
Okay, after we got the shellacking by North Laurel, and rightfully so, that's a really good basketball team.
They're awesome.
And that's the first game of the freaking year, okay?
Okay, we got beat by a top three team in the state, so yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Belfry game got canceled due to COVID.
Yes.
So now we go into the All-A, and no one really knows what we're going to look like.
And we played, what, two games?
Yeah. Two games.
One. So here's, I'm going to paint this portrait for you real quick. The first game of the year, they played Betsy Lane, who the night or two before, I think, was playing Belfry, and Belfry beat by about 16 points. Okay? I'm sitting there watching this game, and Betsy Lane is giving us all we can handle it more. They had two straight drives where they're driving to the goal, and a kid dunks on us.
Yeah.
He drove to the basket.
Betsy Lane's got some good
players,
wasn't
like a fast, it wasn't like a fast break dunk. You know, where he's by himself. He drove by a dude and yammed him.
They've got a good little team over
there. And, you know, this is something that, Coach Justice will I know the guy. He focuses on defense first, right?
Yeah.
But in that game, you got to understand, one of our starters were out, too. Yeah. You know, our whole backcourt hadn't played in a year, okay? They played one game, the very first game. But before that, Zach and Lathan hadn't played in a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're just trying to get back in sync. And, you know, if you look at Zach, for instance, man, Zach Lockhart is a different human being than he was a year ago. Like, he really kind of grew, you know, and you can tell he's at the weight room. He just got out of football. That even now, I think even he would say he's not in his absolute best basketball condition. Like, it used to take me 2.5 months. To even get to where I felt like I was playing basketball.
That's like Belo, too, man. That kid's got some arms on
I know,
on him,
man. They've just – football puts muscle on
him. He was a string bean at this time last
year.
He's
got some arms on him. You're not going to look like that. It really fills out your upper body, and it's really a good safety thing.
Right.
I mean, you got to have some muscle and some fat.
Yeah.
But these guys – what you see is when football players go from football to basketball, they come out. Conditioning is one thing, and there's no way to speed it up, guys. It's just – and as guards, it's even harder, okay? But you notice if they miss, they miss long or short. Mm-hmm. It's not left and right. They're right on. It's just the touch. It's a touch thing. And it just takes some time, but I have no doubt they're going to be – and here's what's awesome, and this is what Coach Justice was talking about, is there's going to be a lot of games, and this is what I'm most proud of with that whole All-A experience. We didn't play one good game. Our Pikeville boys really didn't have one of those games where they executed for
four
quarters.
Closest thing to it was probably Eastridge, but
it wasn't there. Well, it's not clicking yet, and they found a way to win.
Now so that you're getting on awesome. That, Doug.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. So let me finish the Betsy Lane game here, guys. After, after
you
all
like
that happened.
You're like a very regimented
I'm trying to paint a portrait here for the fans that didn't get to see it.
I like you better when you're having panic attacks.
Shut up. So, after that, it went back and forth.
Yeah.
Riley Sammons to the rescue as he came in huge for the Panthers.
Well, he dropped like 30.
Yes.
Drago.
Yes. And that young man was on his game. And he had a little bit of a scare that game, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
He took a hard fall.
But
he came back.
Yeah. He was right back out there.
But so the kid comes in, and he just brings us all the way back. We go to overtime, and from the game of the All-A region, we finally pulled it out. And I was like, okay, man, now let's move on. Now you all mentioned Eastridge. Mm-hmm. Now we go to play them, and this was a whole different story. We came out ready to play from the get-go. We had some things that we have to work on, like you guys mentioned. But a lot better of an effort, a lot better defensively. We were guarding guys on the three-point line.
We were hitting shots.
We were doing what we were supposed to do, penetrating, rebounding the whole deal.
Passing the ball better. There was a big correction between that first game and second game.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was more team defense.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said defense. Because here's the thing, and Coach Justice preaches this. I've heard him say it a million times, and that's one of my own personal feelings on the sport, is – you know, you're going to come out some games, and offensively, you're not going to be able to score. It's not going to click, okay? You're going to miss shots. You're not going to be hot one night, but you still have to find a way to win. And the best way to find a way to win is defensively.
Yeah.
So that game, we had a lot of defensive points in a way. We turned them over. We got layups. You do better in a game where you're not really clicking on offense.
Yeah.
It's the same in any sport. Defense feeds offense. Yeah. Offense it feeds does. The defense. It really does. And that in and of itself, you know, one is going to ratchet up, you know, the intensity for the other. It's going to give you more confidence, and it's going to help you. You know, if you make a good hustle play, man.
Yeah.
You know, if you tie the ball.
It fires everybody up.
It fires everybody up in the gym. It fires the team up.
And you have to be able, though, and this is our one thing that we will get better at. We're only like five games in, but to come out with the intensity that you need,
well,
instead of being down 8 and then having to kick it in.
You got that and the other thing. And, I texted my cousin Nick Robinson yesterday and told him this. They have to get more physical under the goal.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Gotta.
And as a big guy who played forward, you know, I'll tell you, the one thing our girls do great, and it's a stark difference right now, but our boy, it's little things right now, okay? And we still find a way to win as a team with the boys, even against Shelby Valley.
Right.
And we'll get to that. But we tend to, you know, when you block out, we've got the biggest team in the region.
Yeah.
Man for man, 5 guys. But what we tend to do is when a shot goes up, they turn around. And what it is when you're big, you're just used, you can go grab a rebound. But when you have small, quick guys, they can sneak around you unless you put a body on them, okay? So what I've seen is the girls actually, when a shot goes up, they find somebody. They put a body on them and block them out. Our boys right now are just kind of turning around. And I'm telling you this, coach is fixing it as we speak.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's one of those things that just there's little tiny things. It's not one thing. It's 4 or 5 small things. And when they start clicking offensively, you're going
to
see it.
And that's a perfect segue into the next game, JR, the championship game.
Yes. So, by the way, in the Eastridge game, 4-1 opportunities for our cousin Nick.
Cousin Nick played a really good game
against Eastridge.
My cousin Barbara Price, whose son Matt Mills and John Price, they play for Eastridge. She yelled at me because I was bragging on cousin Nick on the WPRG comment section. You know, she's like, "Don't you know you got cousins that play on the other team too?" I was like, "Well, sitting down here, I'll talk about them more."
and Heath and Jared, cousins.
We do.
Yes, we do.
But, you know, Heath, I will say this. You can have guys get hot one night, have 30, you know, guys, you know, get 8 the next night. There's one person on that team, and I love it about him, is Nick is so consistent. You're going to get when he comes out there.
It was pure hustle points
from Nick. And he gets those.
When we get a rebound, Nick would take off running like a deer.
Offensive rebounds too. That's hard to get. Those are hustle points, really.
But he takes off running like a deer down to the other end, and he's wide open down there. Then he's pretty much kind of cherry picking, kind of like I used to do when we play full court.
You never run full court.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'd stayed out the offensive end, just have him throw it to me. I'm wide open. But anyway. No, Nick wasn't doing that. Nick was actually playing D and then just taking off running. And I was really proud of him.
Eastridge
had no answer for him.
He really got his opportunity last year, and boy, did he answer.
He's making the most of it.
He hit game-winning shots in big games last year. That's a kid that has that internal drive.
Right.
He's going to come out and play every game.
Going back to the Betsy Lane game, I want to mention somebody here. I don't want to leave him out because they had a really good tournament, gave some really quality minutes, and that's Alex Rogers.
Yeah.
In that Betsy Lane game, he hit a big 3 that started getting us back into that ball game.
Heath, one of the things that we're hurting on right now, and this is just – it's not hurting. It's just – are off on the offensive side of the floor. And this is secondary. As a coach, you focus on defense first every time. Those Diet Dr. Peppers are awesome. That is the best.
Diet Dr. Pepper of the evening.
That is the best. I love that drink. Anyway, so the defensive side of the floor is where you focus first.
East Kentucky Bottling, hello.
Yeah, there you go. we need another sponsor. But defensive side of the floor, you focus on first. Offense, you're going to start seeing it start to mesh. And I love the fact that we have a few weeks before the All-A, because to really listen, we got a tough draw. We'll talk about that later. But you know, the on offense, our guys aren't moving. And here's the thing: we tend to run ball screens. We don't run motion offenses anymore. Not many people do. Okay, you have usually your best offensive player with the ball, and you set him up with screens, and you have like a
drive and kick.
Yeah, it's drive and kick, inside out. It's pick and roll. Stuff like, depends on if they're a man or zone. But you know what happens though is you get three guys kind of watching. Okay. And that you can't have that.
And that drives me nuts.
If you're not screening for the ball, go screen for a teammate to get him open to get the ball. And we're just now to the point where we're getting our players to understand that.
Yeah.
And that's why on offense, it kind of, you know, it's one of those engines that's not firing on all eight cylinders.
Right.
You know, or in this case, five. But it's going to get there. This is a common problem every single year in the first 10 games. All right.
Right.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah. The good part, JR, we still won the region. Yep. So that tells me a lot about our team is even though offensively it's not going great, we still can win.
So the next day, after all that stuff you just mentioned, that really focuses on this game because this game I thought we were done. I'll be honest with you. I thought that Valley had the upper hand.
I did not.
And
yeah, I didn't, JR.
Okay.
I didn't.
But if you couldn't hear that, my brother will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be right back after these messages where I've got to go get a pack of cigarettes.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, big-time game. Valley jumped out on top at first. I mean, it was three-pointers. I mean, it was
They came out hot. Yeah.
Yeah, they came out hot. And then it was just like basically a one-on-one game between Keon Warwicks and Riley Sammons. And Keon Warwicks was getting – a little bit of the upper hand up there.
Well,
those are two of the only ones that scored.
They are. And, you know, you can't talk about Shelby Valley and not mention the guy. You know, Warwicks. I went to high school with his dad. You know, and, you know, that kid is so quick. You know, the problem is, though, is a lot of teams, he's very sometimes he goes to the basket out of control, okay, and just kind of hopes for the best.
Yeah.
And the problem is he doesn't have a big guy. Okay, here's the thing. Defenses collapse on him, okay, yeah. JR? Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have a big guy on the post to throw it to. They're all around the three-point line.
Yeah.
They basically start five guards. And, you know, the one thing that made me feel really good about that game is the game before Shelby Valley played Pikeville, Shelby Valley played, was it Mark? Paintsville.
Yeah.
Paintsville. And they had a kid light up paint for 30 points, hit seven threes,
yeah.
Okay? Had 30 points. This kid averages like 5 points a game. So yeah. Going into the finals, you're like, well, has he hit the next level, like changed gears? Is he going to throw up a lot of points? Most people are like, well, go by his average, you know. And honestly, he didn't score as many points. They had a really good game out of him against Paintsville. And honestly, defensively, they just dominated Paintsville. But in our game, it just was a different story.
Yeah.
And nobody really stepped up on that. They're kind of one-dimensional. You know, without Warwicks driving and having success, they're going to have problems. But he did. He had some success in our game.
Well,
they spread us out.
That was the game plan. They spread us out, and Warwicks was going to the paint and trying to get fouls, and he did get fouls.
Yeah. Well, both teams.
Yeah.
Both teams. And here's the thing. Pikeville is one of the deepest teams in the region. We are 8 to 9 players deep on that team. And players, I don't mean just guys that can come in and – just be there. I mean, 8 or 9 guys that can score, can play D, really good players, okay?
Yeah.
But all of our starters had fouled. Lathan was out for a long time. Our point guard was out for a quarter of that game.
Yeah.
Because of foul trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was tough. Really hurt us.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, this game went back and forth all game. No team really got the upper hand.
Well, we didn't leave until the last minute of the game.
Yeah, and Pikeville went on a run. We finally got the upper hand, and then the shot. Lathan Hall.
Yeah.
He's had an up-and-down start to his career.
Well, Lathan injuries.
Hall, injuries and stuff.
For a year, but,
It was one of those, don't shoot it, great shot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he shot that shot, I was like, all right, good. And – you know, he's had an up and down start to this year, but I'll go ahead and tell you, you know, maybe that's going to give the kids some confidence, and maybe we're going to see. Well,
JR, you've got two guards out there that haven't played with this team in a year.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and the good thing is we got a lot of guys like Nick Robinson, experience in there, you know, and Riley got to handle the ball a lot more, and he feels really strong. You know, you can tell his confidence is very high handling the ball. And but you got to understand, they're still trying to kind of find their roles on that squad. And, you know, I think Coach does a great job with that. But it does take playing some games. And I think if he was sitting here, the one thing he would be proud of is, man, those guys responded defensively.
They did.
Like, I mean, it wasn't hitting shot. I mean, that was a huge shot. Lathan hit a huge shot.
Yeah.
But, man, they played some good defense.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
That was what – down the stretch. Like 45 to 41. I mean, it was a low-scoring game. It was awesome. It's what you wanted to, you know, buy your tickets for.
I will say this. When Zach Lockhart – because I know the kid can shoot the ball.
Oh, yeah,
I've seen
him
do it. When he finds his shot
– yeah.
And Lathan can get back under, you know, under himself there a little bit and all that stuff, and they get tougher underneath the goal, as you said.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not just physical. Just
they
physical.
Will be a force.
That's what I'm
reckoning.
Saying. I mean, the tallest player on Valley's team is 5'11", that Pilata kid.
Yeah.
And, man, that kid plays
well,
hard. But the Pilata kid was over there, like, pushing our guys around,
well,
man.
Look, it wasn't
the – oh, God, Doug, give me the explanation.
Well, I'm just telling you, it wasn't pushing around. When you get smaller guys out there, they're quicker, all right? You got big guys under there. But when you don't body somebody up, and it could be a guard blocking out at the foul line, and a long rebound comes out, they sneak in there and just grab them. You've got to put bodies on bodies, or you're going
to
have that.
That's
happen.
What we're trying to say. Yeah. If you put a body on somebody and you out-physical them, you are going to get the rebound.
Yeah, that's exactly
nine times
what
out
we're
of
saying.
10.
At no point was he pushing our big guys around. He was just kind of snagging rebounds.
Dude, he was getting rebounds on
that's
over.
What I mean.
Yeah. So –
and there's – that defies the laws of physics, Doug.
No. Yes, what you're saying is, look, if I turn around and a ball comes off and I have an arm out trying to grab it and a quicker person comes, it just, you know, they just snag them. That's how that works. It's not like he was blocking us out. He's finding the gaps in a defense.
Well, all I'm telling you is that rebounding and defense in basketball. Now, I played a little bit of basketball. I wasn't very good at it. And when I started playing football, I figured out I wanted to be a football player. But rebounding and defense have just as much, if not more, to do with want to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
As it does with natural talent.
Yep.
Okay. Frank Martin, the coach at South Carolina, you know, that was this little kid asked him a question one time and said, is defense more effort or is it more technique? And, you know, Frank Martin went crazy. He's like, that's the best question anybody's ever asked me. And he said, it's every bit of effort. So it's got to come down to want to. I'm not saying these kids don't want to. I know they do.
Oh,
but it's just got to be a mindset.
You can be a very unathletic player and play amazing defense. You're right. It's the heart. It's just wanting to do it.
Yeah.
It's wanting to stop the guy in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, you were right. I mean, I agree with Bub on that they were getting – to the loose balls, they were finding it. They wanted it a little bit more than we did until we kind of saw that, hey, this is getting on the line now, boys. The game's on the line.
I'm sure Coach Justice or somebody got in that huddle, you know, late in the game when they called word of the timeouts and said, listen, guys, there's no way scientifically this should be happening.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when you start five guards against a bigger team,
yeah,
that stuff's going to happen unless you put bodies on people.
Yeah.
You know, and even then, the smaller, quicker guys, man, they can sneak around. I mean, it's just part of the game.
Smaller, quicker guys can be a menace. I know that.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, they are.
But, you know, I'll just go ahead and tell you, whenever you've got Riley Sammons and those guys out there, Nick Robinson especially, you should not be getting out rebounds.
And this is not a put down or a disrespect or criticism. It's just, you know, it's what I've seen. And if I'm seeing it, I know Coach Justice has seen it a long time before I did.
Yeah.
So that's something that we've definitely got to work on.
And I'm not worried about it.
You're going to be going up against the Johnson Centrals, the bigger schools with the more physical kids.
Well, actually, honestly.
Or whoever.
We're pretty much the biggest team in the region. It's kind of strange now because most teams.
I didn't say more bigger. I said more physical kids.
Yeah, but most teams play like four and five guards now. It's a very different time.
Okay, so you know, another, I just want to point this out too. Belfry's going to be a game to watch when we actually get to play that game.
They also had a player become eligible today, the kid that transferred from Charleston Capital High School.
Oh, wow. So,
who averaged 14 a game, I saw that, as a freshman. So,
yeah, who was it? Did Daryl put that on there? Yeah, I think
so. Well, we knew
that's where I saw it, so I'll give Daryl a credit.
You barely ever hear about Belfry basketball doing much, but right now they're doing some pretty decent things. And then Pike Central, I've heard good things, nothing but good things about Pike Central.
Well, Belfry's getting a lot of help.
Yeah.
You know, and also with Pike Central, I mean, I'll tell you what, they have, I will say this, the coach that came from there was at Greenup County last year.
Yeah.
Excellent coach. The guy knows what he's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
And they've beaten some solid teams.
And Hobo McCoy, we know Hobo.
Yeah.
Hobo McCoy helping that team does, you know, that helps them out a tremendous amount too. So those two teams are going to be great.
Helping out Pike Central.
Right? Those two teams are going to be, he's helping out Pike Central. Yeah. Those two teams are going to be in there. They're going to be in the mix, along with Johnson Central, along with Shelby Valley. Shelby Valley's nothing to play with either. Because why? Because one, they have a great point guard in Keon Works, and two, you have Rodney Rowe.
You have one of the best coaches in the history of the 15th region.
Absolutely.
I said it.
This guy has not
won. I said
won,
it, don't argue with me. His record speaks for itself.
This guy has won a 15th region championship, and not only boys basketball, but girls basketball as well. He's went both.
Yeah.
In both sports.
Rodney is one of those coaches. He can take yours and beat his. He can take his and beat yours.
Yes.
That's just how good he is.
He's always been that way. Yeah. And I will always give that man props. I mean, heck, that man's had a little bit of teaching me how to play the game of basketball. So, you know.
Yeah, we're not just saying that because he's a close personal family friend. I mean, it's just like I said, look at his record, man.
I never will forget it, man. The man made 99 free throws in his backyard. And then he missed one. He said, I'll just miss one to leave you one to go on.
Yeah.
Just walked off. So
I mean, yeah. Doug, all right, Doug. Doug's back here. He had to grab him a beverage. We were talking about Rodney Rowe.
Yeah.
Rodney Rowe is one of the best coaches in the history of the 15th region. I'll argue anybody about that.
I'll argue with you.
His record speaks for itself.
I wouldn't know. I beat him three times in high school, like in three straight district championships, but he's a good coach. Yeah.
He didn't coach then. That was Bobby Osborne.
No.
It had to be.
Rowe didn't take over after we graduated, man.
No, dude. Maybe you. I'm just telling you, for real.
When he was young.
He was very good. Actually, his teams, man, we had some killer battles, like just, yeah. And it's like every time with Pikeville, Shelby Valley, what used to be, and I hate this, I hate they took Pike Central out of our district, because it used to be every district game was awesome, just a battle. And if you had Shelby Valley, Pikeville, Pike Central, and East Ridge, that'd be amazing.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about the only time in my life that I have ever feared for the life of referees. And you're going to remember this game, Doug.
Yeah.
My senior year, your sophomore year, 59th district championship game at Pikeville. Pikeville's up one, or up two, right?
Yeah.
No, Pikeville's up three. I can't remember who the kid was that went up and shot the shot right at the end for Pike Central. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up and shoots it to tie the game. His foot was on the line. Supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, allegedly. Yeah.
The refs make that call.
But anyway, they said his foot, he shoots. They said his foot was on the line. It was just a 2-point basket. And, dude, the Pike Central people went bonkers.
I mean,
there was almost a riot.
Dude, I broke two ribs against them. I mean,
I was standing there watching that game, and I was like, man, those refs took off running like their lives were in jeopardy because they were.
Yeah.
It was, and just to give you a little bit.
There was, I mean, it was like Mouse at the Palace, dude.
Well,
they were throwing popcorn.
They had beat
and everything
us six
else
straight
out
times.
Yeah.
Pike Central had become a school my freshman year.
Yeah.
And they beat us.
My junior year, yeah.
Every single game my freshman year. We lost to them. Actually, we beat Shelby Valley, who was the number one team in the region that my freshman year.
Yeah.
In the first round, because we were fourth in the district. Then Pike Central beat us in the finals, okay? So we had lost to them over and over and over and over and over for 2 years. And finally, my sophomore year in the district championship, we beat them on that kind of call. It was just an awesome game.
Yeah. Though.
And it went into overtime.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Ed, seriously, I thought the refs were going to die.
So it was nice going down memory lane.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, always.
Always nice going down memory lane. But, Doug, we've got one more thing to go over before we end our podcast. So, our draw.
Yeah.
In the All-A Regional Championship. Who do we draw?
In the state tournament?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to play Knott County Central.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. See, you're thinking historically, okay? You got to think now. They've had a lot of turnover at that school. They've had three or four players on that team that were excellent last year, who were sophomores and juniors, who aren't playing now for some reason, okay? We don't know. I'm not there. That team has lost to some 15th region teams already. That team is beatable. For a first game, I like that matchup. I haven't seen them on film, but from the research I've done just prior to the show, you know, I like the matchup.
Okay.
I like our shot, especially where we're going to have a few games before we play them. Actually, on the schedule, we play Knott County Central a week before the All-A State
Tournament.
Well, that'll help.
Because we didn't know, you know, we didn't know we were going to play them.
Is that at Knott Central, I imagine?
I don't know. I didn't look at the home or away.
Because we haven't had a home game yet.
Well, I know. And you know, Coach Orm had mentioned the boys and girls won't be at home until like mid-February.
Goodness
or
gracious.
First week of February. It's, you know, it's the road warriors. Yeah, we are. But, you know, that's going to make teams tougher.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I like the boys' draw. However, St. Henry's is in there in our same bottom bracket. You know, but when you get to a state tournament, you're going to play good teams, okay? You're going to play battle-tested teams. They're the best in the region.
Nothing. And in basketball, football, no matter what, nothing beats going into another team's house and beating them.
Well, nothing. But this, you know, St. Henry's is one of those weird schools that – you don't hear much about them. You don't even know who they are.
Oh, we play St. Mary's?
But,
St. Henry's.
St. Henry's.
And they
– William Saints.
Man, they just kind of came on last year, and they're probably the favorite in this one. They've beaten some big-time Northern Kentucky schools. So, in my opinion, that's your number one seed.
Well, you have a lot of those private religious schools you know,
but
come out of nowhere.
We'll have to play them in the semis.
Yeah.
And, you know, the final – you win the first game, and anything can happen, okay? I've heard that from people my whole life. I've seen Pikeville win a game in the state tournament. I saw Shelby Valley win a state championship. You know, it just win a game, anything can happen.
Listen.
And you get down to eight.
Valley's girls went to the final game, I think, a couple years ago and got beat.
So. Yeah, and let me tell you something. In these All-A, anything can happen. In All-A, literally anything can happen. Because Betsy Lane, when they won it in 2011, if you would have told me that team was going to be an All-A state champion, I'd have called you crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
But they put it together and won it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be historically a blue blood to win it.
Yeah.
Okay? Teams come on. Teams click. This year, I've put it out there. We're talking to Trey Howe yesterday. I think a dark horse could win this one. Because COVID, some of these restrictions, these teams aren't where they could be yet. Even though they've beaten some other teams, they're not bulletproof yet, you know? Nope. And anybody can play a bad game.
Well, it's like the All-A with the girls. I said on this show, whoever won that All-A girls region championship game would probably be a pretty pretty solid contender to win it all.
Yeah.
And I still believe
that. And you know what? I'll root for Shelby Valley going down. Man, I'll root for Eastern Kentucky if we're not in it. But, you know, good luck, you know.
We wish you good fortune.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll get you in the big one.
We wish you good fortune. Yes.
Yeah, we'll get you when it matters.
But still, I mean, it's going to be a cool tournament for the boys. And I think that we needed that. I think especially after
I can't wait to watch it.
You know. I just like this team, JR, because they can win when it's not going for them.
Dude.
That's what I like.
Yeah, they find a way to win.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Listen, I want you to imagine this. And this goes for me and you both because I think we're on the same page. Are you as excited as I am to watch the boys play in the All-A Regional Championship? Because I'm pretty excited about it. Like, I know it's COVID, and I'm kind of staying indoors now with me being sick.
You mean the state championship?
The All-A regional the All-A state championship.
Yeah, yeah.
The All-A state tournament.
State tournament. Yeah,
yes. Tournament. Are you as excited as I am to watch that?
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped up
because, I mean, we're stuck inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not ready to go out right now.
Well, I just can't play safety so deep the next game. You know, and we got to be physical up front on the line.
I've had a lot of fun watching these.
It's been a lot of fun. I'll tell you what it's kind of done. It's kind of woken up some, that's another word, but it's kind of woke up some old childhood memories of me.
Oh, because it's woken you up, actually.
I was a football player.
Yeah.
I was a basketball player. You know, I went to school at Miller. Dad was a big basketball fan. Papa was, you know. So, I know about the game. I just kind of got out of it for a while.
Well, I want to say
it's kind of waking up some old memories.
I have never talked to one of my best friends from January to, like, April. Huh. It's his hibernation mode.
July.
Yeah. It's, like, about 5 months out of the
year. Yeah, because, you know.
It's weird
seeing
you.
I'm just staying home watching NASCAR.
Yeah. It's like the bear. He's out of his cave.
Either that or he's watching Game of Thrones reruns or Dallas reruns or something.
Hey, don't hate on Dallas, man. Really? Dallas is one of the first.
I have to. Someone shot me in that.
Oh, by the way,
the first 5 to 6 seasons of Dallas are just about untouchable as far as television.
So you guys saw me screw the top of the heater on.
Yeah. Right?
I just walked in the house. And Allison goes, "Did you take that plastic off the top of that?" And I was like, "What plastic?" I was like, "Yeah, we inhaled it."
Doug tried to murder us. They are.
Oh, that's why we're freezing right now.
She goes, "Didn't you notice that part was blue and the other was silver?" She goes, "I had some plastic on top of it."
I thought I smelled plastic burning now to mention it. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think I'm going to smell plastic for a week and a half.
Way to go, Doug.
Yep. So now.
Well, it's burnt off now. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's gone.
So, yeah.
We froze to death. That's the reason why I can't feel my face right now.
So, guys, we went over everything. Girls,
what we got coming up this week?
Yeah, what do we have coming up this week? So, I'm going to read this off real quick because I do have the girls already put up on my phone. On January the 18th, which is tomorrow, I think. Is that tomorrow? Yes, it is tomorrow. At 3:30, the girls play Russell at Russell.
Tomorrow.
That's a big game.
Monday at 3:30?
Yes, it is the 17th.
Oh, what is it, Martin Luther King Day or something?
Yes, tomorrow, I think. All
right.
So we play Russell tomorrow at 3:30. Then on the 21st, at Belfry.
That's going to be a game,
big one.
I got a feeling that's going to be a game.
On the 23rd, that'd be Saturday, we've got Boyd County away. No game times have been posted for Boyd County yet or Belfry. Wait a minute. I'm looking here. Sorry. Russell's at 3:30. Belfry is at 7:30. And Boyd County does not have a time yet.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the girls.
Yeah, now, and we don't know what the TV or radio schedule is going to
be. Yeah. Now, the good thing is a lot of these schools are doing a great job streaming.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the All-A tournament in a few weeks. But you're going to have to get creative with, and I'm sure it'll be on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, but
I got to find this game.
Yeah.
We got to find this game.
We're going to try and find you where you can watch them streaming.
Yeah.
Especially the away games. But the boys, and here's the thing, these schedules have been altered. If you really want to know, go to the KHSAA website. That, from what Coach Justice said, is finalized.
Okay.
Also on Coach Christy Orm's Facebook, if you've got her, if not, get it. Pipeville High School Athletics on Facebook and Twitter are usually really good about doing that.
They usually
WPRG
do,
usually announces a couple days early. So.
Oh, another – and there, are you ready for the boys?
What?
Right after the girls play Russell tomorrow. Man, we got a long week of action all week. Right after the girls. Shelby Valley away.
Wow.
So we got them. That game starts at 6:00.
And what's the date on that?
The 19th, January 19th.
Okay.
So it's on Tuesday.
Right.
Okay. Then 3 days later, we have that'll be on a Friday. We play Jenkins at 7:30. But then here's the kicker. We play Madison Central at Madison Central in the Richmond Car and Trucks Brent Ray Classic.
Yes.
At 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Did you just give out another car dealer's name? Yeah.
Well, then here's the interesting part. Then we play Paintsville on January 26th, according to the schedule.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure and adjust that in case something changes. But that's my point. We're getting to play some quality opponents before the All-A state tournament.
Yeah, the schedule definitely is not easing up. You
know, Coach, and it's just like football. You're only as good as your competition.
Yeah.
And they're going to make you better.
Yeah.
I don't worry about our win losses. I worry about our experience. After watching our teams, especially the boys, just when these guys get a few games under their belt, you're going to be like, what happened?
Yeah, it's going to be a different team.
It's going
to
be awesome.
That's why it is in any sport. Yeah. So
with Madison Central, just to give you a little update, Madison Central is 4-1 with their only loss coming to West Jessamine by 2 points. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quality team.
They beat Scott County by 2 points.
Yeah.
That's Scott County is Scott County basketball. Right.
Historically,
they're the trinity of basketball.
Madison Southern with a 5-point win. Great Crossing.
That's the other Scott County.
Here's the thing. There's a little debate in Lexington going on about that. So you had Scott County. Then they made Great Crossing, and it took like 40% of all the students from Scott County.
Yeah.
So Great Crossing, they struggled a little bit athletically, but mark my words.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Over the years, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Real good friend of mine.
I look at Scott County's record right now. They've won one game.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have up and down, and this is a weird year. When you split schools like that, it's like reverse consolidation.
Yeah.
It takes a chunk out of you.
Yeah, I got a real good friend of mine. He lives up there in Scott County, and his son went to Scott High.
Yeah.
And when all this was, they were planning on splitting this up. It was a big rigmarole.
Yeah,
it still is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, still,
we got some quality opponents.
Quality opponents coming up. Russell's good for the girls. That's going to be a huge game for them.
One of the perks of being from a small school, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And Belfry coming right after that. They better be ready to go.
I really can't wait to see Belfry play.
It's going to be interesting, man.
You're adding new people.
I want to see our boys play Belfry, too. I want to see both our teams play Belfry.
I think a lot of people in the 15th region want to see Belfry play some of the big dogs. Shelby Valley, Pikeville, Johnson Central, you know, just to get a good baseline on where they're at.
And I'll tell you this much. Like, this is the first time in a long time that Belfry Pikeville has been relevant in anything other than football.
Well,
you know, and baseball, usually they're okay sometimes.
Dude, we've won regional titles 2 out of the last 3 years in basketball. But
Two out of the last four.
Belfry and Pikeville.
Yeah. And we won 2 out of the last 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, in basketball, usually Belfry's not in that.
Yeah, you're not going to get Belfry. It's been a while. Listen, in the 90s, early 90s, mm-hmm. Belfry was J.J. Hilton.
Yeah, J.J. Hilton.
Those guys, man, they were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the funnest teams I've seen play in the 15th region.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see Belfry making a comeback. And hopefully, you know, the new talent coming into that school is going to help, you know, generate some, you know, interest into the program. They've got the athletes. You just got to develop it.
So, gentlemen, this week, 6-0 between our girls and boys.
It was
nice. Let's keep a week, guys. Yeah. Let's keep that up.
Let's keep these wins up and keep us entertained, guys.
And congratulations to the boys.
Congratulations
to the boys. Another trophy for the trophy case.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All-A regional championship. You know, I mean, I remember when that seemed like it was impossible for the boys to get.
I mean, we came so close. It was impossible.
Yeah. My sophomore year, we had one right in our grasp with Paintsville.
Even when we won the regional championship, the first year I coached there, here at Pikeville, we lost the All-A to an Eastridge team we beat the pants off of. Moving on. I mean, it's hard to do. It's really hard.
Yeah, those All-A tournaments, they can go either way. So
they're early in the year, and you got to get better.
Congrats to our boys. Congrats to our girls on a huge district win against Shelby Valley and an undefeated week. Also for our boys, an undefeated week. And we're anxious to be watching both of y'all this week because it's just as big a week as it was this week.
Oh, yeah.
So we're happy. It's basketball time. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I'm digging it, man.
So this is a great time to be a Panther, to tell you the truth. So we're going to call it a night.
Miss football.
We're going to call it a night before we freeze. Thank you to Faith Pharmacy, and also thank you to Bruce Walters Ford for everything that they do for us. You guys are awesome sponsors. We love you. If you need a vehicle, if you need a car, a truck, a SUV, you want a golf cart.
Skateboard.
Yeah, that
prescription field.
That guy that we knew from Austria or wherever, he raced them or something like that.
Those golf carts.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, he drag raced them.
No, he raced them at the Nürburgring.
Okay.
Anyway, if you want a skateboard, you skate right, then go to Bruce Walters.
And then, you know, you got to over there, you've got Faith Pharmacy if you fall off of your skateboard.
They got Ace Bandages.
They got all the stuff you need over there. If you want a hot dog or maybe some nachos or something like that, a drink, cold, tasty beverage.
Yeah, knock all the Pikeville athletes out of your way and go and get one.
Yeah, and go get you something to drink over there.
It's the new one stop.
Yeah, it is. Man.
So if you want to get a hold of them, Bub, what is Faith Pharmacy's number?
509 Meds. They have free delivery in and around the Pikeville area.
Boom. Yes. And with
Daddy's gonna sue.
He's not gonna sue.
He might. I would if I was him.
Listen, man, if anybody was gonna sue us, we would have been sued already. Let's just get that clear.
That's right. Nobody cares.
Clear, we still may be sued.
Nobody cares.
Hold on. I've had the number here in my daggone.
I said 509 Meds, man.
No, I'm getting Bruce Walters number. Oh. And if you want to call Bruce Walters Ford, or try to get a hold of any Bruce Walters company, the number is 606-444-2200. Remember, holler at my boy Justin Mullins. He's Justin Mullins on Facebook. You'll see him. You can't miss him. I promise you. He'll have all kinds of cars on his page, selling them. And he's at Bruce Walters Nissan. He will help you out. I promise you. Go give him a shout. Okay? So thank you guys for listening. It's been an awesome week of basketball. We love you guys, and at the end of the day, hail Pikeville.